Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I have a guest episode today, and it is with my dear client from the Amplify Mastermind, Melissa Alves. Melissa is all about guiding feminine leaders to unleash their power and unlock a new paradigm for business success. One of the areas that she specializes in is Ayurvedic practices, and a really awesome conversation came up in our group mastermind chat, and I said to her, we need to take this to the podcast. So inside of this episode, we are going into the beautiful spiritual world of Ayurveda and the practices around the how it relates to business, what doshas we are, helping you identify the three different doshas and how to operate within it, maybe even unlocking and noticing why things might feel a little bit out of alignment, how Ayurvedic principles actually help you create new medicines for your body and bringing new balances in, new rituals in, which will serve you and take you to that next level. One of the most interesting parts of this whole conversation was when we started to discuss circadian rhythms and how this actually helps you just feel so inspired, but also taking action in alignment to your entire energetic system. So if you are like me and you are brand new to Ayurveda, I asked all the basic questions so that you could really sink into it like I did. And I personally know what I'm walking away with, what I want to research further on, what I want to read more about, what books I want to dive into. And I hope you feel the same. So without further ado, let's welcome Melissa to the podcast. Hello, everyone. I am so excited to have the beautiful Melissa Alves on the podcast. Thank you so much, Mel, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Ruby. I'm so excited to be here and have this conversation with you.
Oh, we have to tell everyone. So this whole situation between Mel and I started because we're in Voxer one night and we were chatting and one of the ladies had said something, and then Mel came in with this divine message and download about Ayurveda. I feel still like I'm not saying it right, but we're going to go with it. Ayurveda. And he was talking about all the different elements and how to work with it. And I just straight away DM'd you privately and was like, babe, we need to have you on the podcast because I have 1,000 questions and I know that this is going to serve everybody that's listening in as well. So thank you for agreeing to it and being here.
Right. It was like a divinely sales pitch. I'm like, I'm going to jump in here and practice my sales pitch like we're learning in Amplify. And it worked.
Oh, I love that. I love it. So let's, we're talking about Ayurveda for business today. And if you're brand new to this concept, Mel's got your back. So we're going to go into the basics, the 101. And if you want to go deeper, then definitely straight away go and head to the show notes, go and stalk Mel on Instagram, see what she's all about. Obviously, you'll notice that Mel practices broadly in energetics in business and has so many other tools. But this is selfish for me because I'm personally very interested in Ayurveda. So we're going to go deep into this. How did you first come across Ayurveda? Like, who introduced it to you?
Yeah, so it was just something that I'd seen, like the word that I've seen, like for several years. I'm like, what is that? Because I'm very much into the natural health because my son was vaccine damaged. So that was like over 10 years ago. So it put me on the path of like holistic health and wellness. So Ayurveda kept popping up. And it was probably in 2020 when I went, you know, I suffered a lot of childhood trauma and went, okay, I need to now, I've seen a lot of the emotional trauma manifest in illness in my body and went, I need to learn and understand this. So I met an amazing lady who does Ayurveda. So I went and did an Ayurveda cleanse. It's a detoxifying cleanse, and just seen the profound healing that it had not only on my mental, emotional, but my spiritual health was next level. It was absolutely amazing. So when I need to learn everything Ayurveda, it just resonates with me. And then I went and became a certified women's holistic health coach and then started implementing the Ayurveda principles in business. It's like, wow, this has really helped in my health, but I can see how this can help me in business. So I started applying the principles within business. And it's amazing because you talk, Ruby, a lot about flow state. So this works really well with flow states. If you understand your unique dosha, it allows you to get into that high state consciousness to be able to adapt into flow state. So when I did your flow state business class program, it was amazing. It was like, oh my God, this just fits perfectly together.
I love that. It made so much sense. And it's interesting. Flow state as a general scientific concept can really fit in with so many different modalities and so many different systems. Like I've had human design experts say, this fits in so beautifully with human design, or this fits in so beautifully with astrology. I like, see, it's so nice that these sort of intertwine so beautifully together. Okay, so I want to know, you've already started to say some things that I'm like, what's that? What's that? So, okay, so let's talk about the system itself that is Ayurveda. So can you take us through what is that and linking it back to how we can also start thinking about it from a business perspective?
Yeah. So Ayurveda is a health and wellness system that is over 5,000 years ago, and it was birthed in India. So it was divinely given to these sages that wrote it on like banana leaves and stuff like that. So it was passed down. It's an ancient wisdom, and it's really big and broad. So if you go to India, they have hospitals, they have doctors, they have pediatricians, it's a whole health system, wellness system. And in that you have like elements. So doshas, if we're talking about doshas and how we can relate this into business, is we have doshas. So the doshas are Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. And these doshas are like energy bodies, right? And they are made up of elements, energetic elements. So Vata is governed by air and ether, right? A lot of movement, creativity, and Pitta is very fiery. It governs like transformation, metabolism, leadership, and the elements that make up the Pitta is fire and water, but not like clear water, like oily water, like hot, oily kind of water. And Kapha is made up of the elements of earth, like stability, compassion, nurturing, earth and water, so like the liquid water. And how we can really see this is, so everyone has all three doshas. So it's not like, say, if we're looking into astrology, we're just a star sign or a moon sign. We have all these energies. We are natural beings and we have all these elements within us, but it's discovering which one is more dominant. And how to balance these out is we really look at our lifestyle and our nutrition. Because when these elements are out of balance, we start, for a Vata person, you might start feeling overwhelmed, anxious. You might start getting insomnia. Your tummy might start bloating. So they're just signals and signs of, well, the air element is out of balance. How can I bring it back into balance? So in terms of business, you know, if you're a Pitta person, like I'm predominantly Pitta and Vata, I'm like 50-50, I can get stuck in just focusing and go, 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 go. And it's led me in the past to burnout, because that is, and you can probably relate, Ruby, that hustle, when you were like hustle, own your hustle, it was just go, 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 go. And a lot of people learned to burn out, irritability, the periods are probably not menstruating properly. And you're like, oh my God. So it can imbalance you. So I've had to learn to just harness that intense Pitta energy and put in 90-minute flow states to go, okay, for 90 minutes, this is where my intensity is going to come out and it's going to be unleashed. So really going, what is my strengths, my doshas that have the strengths, and where are my challenges, and how do I, now I understand it, how do I work it in business? And this is where the flow state really comes in, because it's like, oh, okay, if I am Kapha, then I am not motivated. I don't want to move. So I need structure. I need goals. So yeah, it works really beautifully with business if you understand your dosha.
Okay. It's so good. It's like I've just written down so many notes.
I'm trying to simplify it but not get off track because I can just talk for hours on this.
I love this. Okay, so to be clear, the doshas are the three, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. Now, question on that firstly, because I'm sure everyone wants to know, how do you find out which one you are? Like, do you need to be with a practitioner or is there, I don't know, like a quiz that you can take?
Yeah, definitely. Just like human design, you can just go onto Google and just type in dosha quiz. And in there, it's very extensive. So it will, and it is governed by also the time and place where you're born, just like human design, right? Because we're all energetic beings and that influences the energy that we come out. So, and it goes into, you know, the body type, the hair type, like your physical characteristics as well. It brings in everything. It is so in depth and absolutely amazing. And then you have your Prakriti is your dosha that you were born with. But as we're evolving and growing and changing, so does our dosha. So then that comes into the Vikriti. But we want to, in order to bring us back into balance and understand ourselves, we need to know the Prakriti dosha, what we were born with. So yeah, just jump on Google, type it in, and you can do a quiz and find out what you are. But remembering that we're all three doshas within us, it's what is more predominant and drives us.
Fascinating. So you can actually, that was another question which you've sort of answered, is can you change your doshas, and or is it kind of already destiny and it's already set, like, you know, in human design and star signs, like that's it, that's the destiny and that's your North Star. But is it different in Ayurveda, as in you can develop more Kapha later on in life type of thing? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So so the doshas also govern the phases in our lives. So if you're from birth to before you menstruate, if we're talking about women or adolescence, you're in that Kapha stage of your life. So that is, you see a lot of kids always snotty noses and runny noses. That's the oily stuff. You know, that's a Kapha. They're always sleeping. That's a Kapha energy, right? So you're going to have a lot. The Kapha's really going to come out and play during that time. Then you've got the Pitta season in your life, which is from, you know, adolescence up until you have menopause. That is why, and I think we spoke about it in Boxer, you know, we have this go-go energy. We can multitask, be a mum, be a wife, have a social, you know, social life and run businesses. And we go, where does this energy come from? And then because we're in that Pitta, that fire season, that energy season. And then we move from menopause up until, you know, we pass away. And that's the Vata stage in life. So that is like, they sit back, chilled, introspective. They have a lot of arthritis problems, bone issues, because that's all the dryness coming into the body. So as we're moving through different phases of life, we've also got to be careful that, say if we're in Pitta right now, we've got to be careful that the Pitta can get out of balance and cause a lot of health issues and cause irritability, anxiousness, anger, all that kind of stuff. So it can definitely shift and change. That makes sense.
Yes, it does. And what I really love about this is that there is such a physical element linked to noticing what phase you're in. And it's like, I remember, you know, when I first started the business and I was very much in that pit of fire, but maybe more so in more the shadow side of it. So the burnout and going super hard and not necessarily the drive, because I was inspired. It was more the drive so that I could just freaking survive. And I was so hard on myself that what happened was I had a massive burnout for like 10 days. I couldn't get out of bed and had a very high fever, crazy. And then following that, I had 3 months of adult acne. Like it did not go away, and I don't know where it came from. And it was literally like so embarrassing. I'm like, what is happening? It was broke out on my chest as well. And now that you're saying that it's like a very physical thing, you can feel what you're going through. Is Ayurveda also medicine? Like, is there certain medicines that you can take that's, I'm guessing it's all natural because what you were saying about the wellness centers in India and whatnot. Does it then, is it kind of like Chinese medicine where it's got its own little ecosystem of herbs and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. So firstly, going back to when you're suffering burnout, the headaches, the pimples, it would have been probably red and inflamed, right? And the fever. So you can see that's all fire, right? So your pitta was way out of balance. So in Ayurveda, everything is connected. So how we treat imbalances, because everything's interconnected. If we are physically going out and hustling in business, we're going to see that effect in our body. Our bodies are messages to say, hey, something's not right. It's not just a disease that's just manifested in our body from nowhere, like, oh, a switch has gone on and there's a disease. It is how we're eating, how we're showing up, what is our lifestyle, and how is our mental state. And then it manifests as disease in our body. So when we're looking at a client, we go, okay, if Ruby is suffering from really high fevers, breakouts, and burnout, how can we balance down her pitta? Because the pitta imbalance, we go even deeper. So we don't go, okay, the pitta's out of balance. It's go, what element within that is out of balance? And it goes so deep and so technical. But where is the element? And we're like, oh, that's a lot of, if it's the pimples, it's a lot of the water, hot water element.
And the oiliness.
So like, how can we balance that out? And we balance that out through lifestyle, and nutrition is huge. So Ayurveda uses a lot of herbs. So a lot of herbs to balance that out. So when you're doing, say, an Ayurvedic cleanse to remove all the toxins and all the diseases, what we call ama in Ayurveda, we don't starve you. It's really nourishing your body with all the different herbs and foods in order to bring you back into balance. They're very, very, very big on herbs.
Hi guys, I just want to quickly pop in, and I'm hoping you are loving this episode so far. If you have heard me talk about flow and you are wanting and interested and intrigued to learn more about your own flow frequency and the health of your flow state, then you might be very interested in taking the flow frequency quiz. I'm going to leave that in the show notes if you're interested to do that. It's absolutely free. It takes about 7 minutes or less to complete, and it's going to give you so much insight into potentially where you can work on so that you can activate more flow in your life and business. Okay, let's head back to the episode.
Do you do that for your clients? So you actually give them the herbal, you know, plan and things like that as well? So if they're coming to you and saying, this is how I'm feeling, you would be able to do that, right? As a certified health practitioner.
Yeah, 100%. So any clients that work with me, even though we're working, say, on healing trauma or business, I always look at where are they in balance? How can we set up their day? So like what you do in flow state, how can we optimize their peak performance? So I go, okay, what is your doshas? How can we optimize your peak performance? Where are you in balance? So then I give them a personalized lifestyle and nutrition plan to bring them back into balance. So for a pitta, like someone like you, back then you had all that breakout, the nutritional side I'll give you, but let's say for the lifestyle, it will be, okay, Ruby, are you staying up late at night past 10 o'clock? Clock hustling. We need to get you sleeping earlier. We need to get you in the cooling. So go out. I know you love your ocean. So go out for an ocean swim. Bring that cooling element back in. So we really look at, I give them lifestyle and also nutritional to bring them back in balance. So then they're at their optimal state, and then they can connect in with source consciousness. Then they can show up with vitality and be in that peak state to be able to, you know, do business and life.
Oh, this just makes so much sense. Like, even as you're talking about the cooling in the ocean, you know, when I first moved to Queensland, it's very humid, it's very hot, I'm pitta, I'm go, go, go. And I just felt constantly just flustered, you know, I'm just like, I'm so flat. There's so much heat around. And then I started getting like eczema. Like sometimes I kind of get these little flare ups and there's the heat again, right? And it's like, oh, and then it's like, oh my gosh, there is an ocean right there. I'm going to go in. And
you know, it seems so silly, but the amount of people who live where, because Mel and I live, you know, pretty close together, but the amount of people that live where we live that don't go into the ocean is big, right? You got to, it's interesting. A lot of my clients who are from here are like, yeah, don't remember the last time I went for a swim. But as soon as I did it, it was, that's it. Everything within me was, this has to be a part of the daily ritual. My soul was like, yes, yes, yes. And then when I was thinking about, as you were speaking, living in the middle of Melbourne CBD, where there literally was just buildings, buildings, buildings. For those of you that know Melbourne, I lived in Docklands. There was a bit of water, but a lot of corporate buildings around. I just felt, I don't even know how to describe it, caged in, locked in. This fire energy was just literally bouncing around everywhere. Yeah, not a good situation.
No, not at all. And I lived in Sydney City and worked in the city all the time. And that just flared me up. Like, I'm Vata and Pitta. And so the busyness, the movement, because again, Vata is in space and air, and that movement just really, I was overwhelmed all the time. I was like, oh my God, this is too much. What's going on? And it flared up my Pitta because it was just hustle. It was go, 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 go.
Yeah.
So it's just bringing that back into balance and doing things that support you. And I love your routine, Ruby, because you also allow a lot of white space. So you get really grounded as well. Like, so that you, I was thinking about like last night coming on the podcast and thinking about how you really have this beautiful balance, even not understanding Ayurveda, but you're very intuitive and in tune with your body and what you need, what serves you and what doesn't serve you. So even subconsciously, you already bringing yourself back into balance, which is just beautiful to see.
My understanding with rituals and balance has been an evolving one, and it changes so much. It's not like, oh, I'm here and this is where I'm at. Like, 2024 balance looks very different to 2023 balance. So it's super interesting. But I want to ask you this question, because I know that there are those of us who are like, I know that I'm in the hustle, or I know that I am, you know, like in the Katha, where it's like, yep, I'm not moving. I am procrastinating and I'm digging my heels in. What are some ways that we can bring it back to balance, which might not be as dramatic as my thing where I like moved cities, but are there, you know, daily practices that we can do in the home, in the office? Are there altars that we can set up? I just love to hear some ideas, because these things are always so incredibly valuable as entrepreneurs to have in and around as part of our practice to just be freaking successful.
So depending what you are, so I'll touch base very briefly on each one. If you're more predominantly Vata dosha, so you get overwhelmed a lot, you're very creative, you have these ideas, you start things but you can't finish them, and you're always in that idea stage, you really need a lot of groundingness. So some practices that you can do to ground you is maybe deep, slow breath work, or getting out in nature and just grounding with the trees. Because remember, we need to find the opposite and bring that in. Okay. So for instance, I want to kind of debunk some stuff. Let's debunk some stuff. Let's do some breath work, the Wim Hof breath work, which is amazing. Or let's jump in an ice bath and do an ice bath, because that's the thing to do. And that is wellness and holistic health and all that kind of stuff. I love those tools. But if you are a Vata, more predominant Vata, and you're experiencing overwhelm in your business and you can't think straight, and you're like, okay, I just need to go do some wellness stuff, and you go and do a Wim Hof breath work, what are you doing? You're bringing for more air in that body. You're going to get overwhelmed and you're not going to get grounded. You know what I mean? Or if you're jumping into an ice bath, because your nervous system is already at that like survival mode, fight or flight, and you're jumping into an ice bath, your nervous system's like, I'm not safe. I'm in more survival. So those practices won't bring you back into balance. So for Vata, it's very the slow grounding breath work, walk in nature, meditation, slow yoga. That's beautiful for Vatas. So if you can stop, if you're thinking about a flow state and you're talking about those circuit breakers, what can a Vata do? Just do a nice slow, you know, breath work, or just go for a walk and ground your feet on the on the earth for a few minutes. That could be your little circuit breaker. For someone like a kapha, that Wim Hof and the ice bath is amazing because kapha can get very stagnant. They're very earthy. They're very grounded. So they need that fire. They need to get moving. So that Wim Hof, bringing some air in, bringing some fire in, jumping into a nice cold thing to wake up. Kapha is really good for intense exercise, like a HIIT session. So you can go out and do a HIIT session. But someone like me, Peter, who does a HIIT session, I'm like even more fired up. I'm like, oh, I cannot do that. You know, so a great little circuit breaker could be doing 20 push-ups, star jumps, something like that, and just, you know, just bringing some fire back in. That would be an amazing for a kapha person that's feeling stuck, unmotivated, lethargic. And then a pitta person, things that are really good is, again, we need to ground you. We need to cool you down. So going for a dip, if you've got a pool, a lake, an ocean, going for a dip if you're not near water, just having a cold shower, just cooling yourself down. There's also breathwork techniques that are really cooling. If you breathe with your tongue out a little bit and just breathe, do you feel that coolness?
Love it.
So you can do that breathwork to calm you down, but also bring cooling into you. Great circuit breaker is just jump into the pool, go to the beach. Again, slow movements, gentle walks, because we want to just calm that fire down. So if you're feeling like really burnt out, and I think for pitta is really important to carve out white space, really carve out that time. So maybe a pitta, your circuit breaker will need to be a little bit longer.
Yes.
Just so you can stop because it's really intense.
It's so true. Like I will do at the moment what's working really well for me. And I have a feeling you and I were talking about it. I'm pitta predominantly. And like even just you describing vata, I understand. I feel like I understand that with all the ideas and inspiration and I'm just floating up there. But the kapha is less for me. You know, I don't feel like I'm that much kapha yet. Perhaps maybe that'll evolve. But, you know, even just thinking about my rituals for predominantly pitta and then a little bit vata is really interesting because I will have sessions with my clients in the morning because of time zones as well. But let's say I do 7:30, a mastermind call finishes at 9, and then I might have an hour call in with an individual after that. And then I have nothing on my calendar until 5-6 o'clock at night, where I might have one call in from the UK. And then after that, I will go into my client messages. So I tend to want to do it later on at night, even though I have the whole day of spaciousness. And it's so interesting the relationship I have around that now as opposed to back when I was hustling my butt off, because I used to look at that spaciousness and go, no way, I need to fill it up with back-to-back calls. What a waste of a day. And da-da-da. I can't even tell you what I do in that white space, but you know, maybe like downloading ideas, doing my practice, going for a swim, riding my bike, thinking about ideas for the next launch that I'm doing. I got that. Those hours, they melt by, and I'm in a good relationship with them now. You know, it's like, it's so embodied. So even just hearing you explain that, I'm like, yes, 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 yes.
And it's crazy that you say that. And I can see the kapha in you, and where I can see the kapha in you is you're very compassionate and you're very nurturing. Like you just want to serve people and just nurture them so much. So that is where I see the kapha in you coming up. Because remember, we've got all three. So that you don't have a lot of the other kapha characteristics, but that is where your kapha really comes out. You're such a beautiful nurturer and you have so much compassion, and that's the kapha straight out.
I receive that. It's so funny. So Tash is also an amplifier, who's a really good friend of yours. She calls me business mama. It cracks me up every time because I'm like, I would have never thought I am that real mothering energy. I don't know. I've never really, identified as a mother energy, even though I am a mum. But do you know what I mean by that? But even just hearing you say that, the nurture component, and just it's actually even part of my human design because I'm a Mata heretic. So it's like I want to come in, swoop in and help you. Like yes. I want to hold you. It's so, so interesting you pointing that out. But I am 100% going to do my dosha quiz. And if you have a favorite, let me know. And I'll, or is it just like, just Google? Just
Google.
Yeah. Okay.
I will eventually create one. It was very in depth. I will create one. I've got a dosha quiz that's please just for business. Yeah, but I will.
Yep.
But yeah, just Google it. And when you, and I just wanted to circle back because when you're talking about the different times in the day, we also have the Ayurveda circadian rhythm, right? Because we're all natural beings and there's different times in the day that is governed by different energetic elements. So when you're talking about you love doing all the things in the morning, because that is that pitta time. That is like 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is like, that's when you're in that zone, that harness. It doesn't matter what dosha you are. You could be a kapha and vata, but you find that between that 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., you're just wanting to take action. You've got your best concentration. But then from 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., everyone's like, oh, I've got low energy. I'm out with the fairies, because that's the vata time. That's when the creativity, the introspect, the downloads come through. So if you are working and you're like, okay, I can't just waste time at 2 o'clock and not do nothing, that's when you can sit behind Canva and create, you know, beautiful artwork and that kind of stuff. So having a look at, and I've got the clock that I can give to you so you can link in the show notes. So having a look at the different times in the day and really harnessing that energy. And utilizing it to your advantage.
Is that clock for every, like, is it per dosha? So is there like a Vata clock, a Pitta clock, et cetera? Or is it just a whole clock for everybody to work through?
Yeah, it's a whole clock for everyone. It is the circadian rhythm of nature.
Yeah.
So the different energies in the day. And I want you to think about like, at 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. is that pitta time, right? So you could be sitting at home on your lounge or whatever, feeling really sleepy. It's like 8, 9 o'clock. I'm getting so tired. I'm getting really sleepy because it's the kapha time. It's the energy that puts you to sleep and, you know, that kind of stuff. But if you stay past that because you're watching a series on Netflix and all of a sudden you're just like wide awake and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to do work. I'm awake and I can't go to sleep. And where did this energy come from? Because pitta time has kicked in. And that energy for pitta is used to detoxify our body. So if we're awake, that energy is used to do work and all that kind of stuff. That's where we can lean to burnout and diseases. But if we're asleep, then that energy of the pitta is using to detoxify the toxins out of our body and reset and heal our, you know, all the organs and everything in our body.
Wow. Okay, this is fascinating. I am 100% digging deeper into this because, like you said, it actually, I didn't even realize until you drew the link, but it is flow state described in a different system, but one that feels so familiar, you know, and I am personally very called to researching more about the eating and the diets as well, which I know we didn't really go too deeply into, but I will absolutely be picking your brain on that a little bit more. And I, you know what, this is so cool because I know so many of you are going to be listening to this feeling like that's why, like similar to the light bulb moments I've been having on the episode as well. So how do we connect with you, Melissa, on this and what other resources can we reach to?
Yeah, definitely. So I've got an ebook just for specifically Ayurveda in business, which I will send you all the links for, Ruby.
Right.
So I've got an ebook that they can download and also a dosha quiz for business. So you can then identify what dosha am I in business. And they can find me. I live on Instagram at I am Melissa Alves, and I will be having a TikTok soon, but that is my home. That's where I live.
Oh, you're going to go viral on TikTok. I can already feel that. And if you are going on to, like, what TikTok loves is a niche. It is one of those platforms that's just like pick one thing and be so known for that one thing. If you did this, oh my God, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. You'll be my favorite TikToker to follow. Amazing. Thank you so much, my love. We both have to like debrief after this with all with our pitta energy together. Amazing. Everyone go follow Melissa and I cannot wait to see what's next inside of your business, and everyone, you are going to love Melissa's content. And in the meantime, have the best day ahead, enjoying your dosha quiz, and big kisses. See you, everybody.
Bye, guys.